Today's daf is daf Nun, and we're holding on the third line. Rabbi Akiva is kadatzt lebarte the bar kadei kalba sevua. Shama kalba sevua. This is all now. Once we've been talking about the stories over here, we're going to be getting into some more stories. We've had like a very long. Tangential discussion of things that had some vague connection to the norm of Chatzila, and then became insights into the way that Talmidei Chachamim were eating, speaking. So there was a mice of Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, it relates to the Dorim because it ends up with the Heter Neder. But Rabbi Akiva became married to the Dorim. Here's only half the story. The other half of the story everybody knows. So what happened? And that she saw him. That he was. She liked him, he was a shepherd, a fine guy, he hadn't learned, but she believed in him. Anyway, so she gets married to him, without her father's knowledge. So Shama Kalva Savua Adra Namikol Nirse. So he answered her Bahana'a from anything that he owned. So also within Siva they besitu. So they had gotten married in the wintertime, and now he'd gone to Beitiv, they never to live. They didn't own anything. So they lived in a barn, basically. It was a lot of straws. It was like he'd warm and he'd sweat in many beds. And she was always walking around with straw in her hair, you know. And he very romantically, he used to pick little pieces of straw out of her hair. And he would tell her that if I would have money, Ramina Lazi Yerushalayim Zahav, I would buy you a Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, which of course ultimately he did, not recorded here, but in the other Gemaras.
It's a ring. It's a ring, a brooch.
It's an atara, which is worn around the forehead. Most learn that. As long as it's an akshat, some necklace. Anyway, so Eliyahu Navi felt there was some potential in this marriage, you know? So he wanted to encourage them a bit. They were feeling down and out. They didn't have any money. So Ate Elio Yidmanon Kyanasha. So Elio pretended to be just a poor guy, knocks on the door. Vikakori Abava, Omelahavu li purta the tivna, I need a little bit of hay. Because Yalada Titati, my wife just had a child. But let me meet him, Laguna. I don't have anything that she can. I don't even have any hay to lie on. You guys are rich compared to me. So Omar Rabbi Akiva intertays. Rabbi Akiva tells his wife, "You see, look at this. Chazik Gavra Afilo Tivna. Like, boy, we are rich. This guy doesn't even have the hay, and we're just rolling in hay. It's great." Anyway, so she says to him ultimately. Go become a Talmud Chacham. Also, Tartis Hashanim Tamid Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. He goes and learns for 12 years by Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah Tartis Hashanim. At the end of 12 years, he comes to his home. Again, this story is filled in with the other Gemaras about that. At this point, he already had 12,000 Talmidim, and we had a new bonus. So at this point, he already had a tremendous number of Talmidim who was coming home. And meanwhile, Shoma min achorei beite, so he's about to come into his home, and he hears a rotten neighbor, the Karmel Achad Risha, the Davita, this rotten neighbor says to his wife, "You know, Shapar Avid Lechavuch, it's a good thing that your father treated you like the piece of dirt you are. Choda de lo domilas, he's not on your level at all. You married some shepherd boy, you come from such a beautiful family. Not only that, but look at the way he's treated you. Shavik lachamalut chayot, he leaves you like a living widow over there and doesn't bother being here for 12 years. All of these years, kulashnim amralei." So she says, "Well, if you'd listen to me, he would stay another 12 years. I don't want him to come home so soon. He's got a lot of learning to do." So he hears her say this. Omar, over Yavit the Rishuta. Look, she's giving me Rishuta to go, I'm going to go back. He goes back. On the Hodar, he never goes into the house. As my Rebbe used to point out, you can't compare the 12 years plus 12 years to 24 years. It's like warming up a pot and then you're climbing from 11. You know, I'm going to go in, that'll ruin the whole thing. But that's what she wants. I stay for 24 years. So Hadar Azel, and now he goes, and Avitat Seshniach, and he stays another 12 years. After Besrim, Va'arba Alfin Zugit Amida, he comes back 24,000. Now Chavrus is following him. Nafakul Yamal Ape, the whole city is coming out. Wow, this tremendous Kochum came to town. Va'afi Kamato Mefik Lape, she gets up also to go. Amalahu Risha. So that rotten neighbor says to her, where the hell do you think you're going? Well, you look like a slob. You can't go to meet a great man like that. Leicha Amra. Leicha, where are you going? Amra Lei. Don't worry. Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Ben Ton. Now, the truth is, there's two Girsaot here. Because if she was going with the knowledge of who he was, so then this makes sense. You'd say that Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Ben Ton, because Ben Ton means... He'll know his... Barashi says in Mishle that it means there's a sensitivity to his extended family, to his physical body. The tzaddik is aware. So he'll know who I am and he'll accept me the way I am. Some, however, learn that she didn't know who he was. And that, like, there was just a great man coming to town, which is the way it's mashman, that Kalba Savor didn't know who he was. That's why he went in to be... Then he felt terrible for his daughter. He didn't know that it was Rabbi Akiva. So in their Gemara, after he gets his letter, he says, well, it's me. He goes bananas, gives him all his money, and everything. So it could be that they really didn't know. So according to that Girsa, it's Yodea Tzadik Din Dalim. If you learn, Yodea Tzadik Din Dalim. A tzadik knows how to deal with the poor. So I'm obviously a poor woman, so I look like a slob. So because of that, I'm not able to go and greet a tzadik. He'll know how to treat me. So again, there are two. The Shita says this Girsa, if anybody has this Girsa, is a ta'ut. But that's because he's clearly learning that she didn't know. Which again is the mashmot and yivamos. Okay, alright, so she goes. And Atilit Chazuyela, so she wants to see him. Kamatchen la Rabbanan, so Rabbanan didn't want her to come close to him. Amar lahon, so he says to them, Hanichula, you let her do whatever. Shaliva shalachem shalahu, everything that we have, you and I all belong to her. Shoshoma kalba sagua. Atavi ichil al nidre. Story. So, it could be read that he was matir the netter for him, but the Rishonim point out, it doesn't say really who was matir the netter. That's a question. Can you matir netter Krogov? Isn't he a nogea? It's a nogea also to, because he was being matir the netter.
For him, he benefits.
Yeah, it's all for him. And Lamaise said, doesn't say, it really doesn't say over here necessarily he was matir. Now this was only one of the events that changed Rabbi Akiva's life. He became rich. And it was from six different things that Rabbi Akiva became rich. First, one was, Minchik Mili Ita Ata Rabbi Akiva. One was Minkaba Sefer.
So over here, Vichel Nidre, he saw it was a big Talmud Chacham. He only made the Nether, Adas, that
right.
He was going to be. That's
the yeah, so there the Gemara goes through, would you have made the netter if you knew that he knew how to read? If it was a great daughter, he said, if he knew how to read, I wouldn't have made the netter. Right? So then he says, it's me. So obviously, that's the whole question. Why wasn't it paid for sale? But no, the other question. If you would have known that he was going, but it's a Neulad at the time, he didn't. So how can you imagine that based on Neulad? That's the famous Tesis we talked about back in the week's service.
That's
Tesis, that when you go, once a guy is going to learn, why wouldn't he become an Adam Gala? That's normal.
That's a question on Tesis.
If he's really going to, no, Tesis answers that. This is the derech. A person goes to learn. I mean, why wouldn't he become a Adam Gadol?
If he's on his way to learn, so learn the Perek Echa. Why is Tosfos to say Adam Gadol?
Because he asked him. That the Mefarish over here says that, actually. That it's the derech to end up knowing at least one pasuk.
Right.
But that's not what he asked. He said, if you would, I'll die to the Adam Gadol, would you have been neider? He said, no. So how can you say I'll die to the Adam Gadol? He was the one, Kabbalah Zavua said, Afilu Pasuk Echa.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
He didn't ask about Philip Pasek. I said, it was a Poteach Benolas. I don't know what, here, what kind of turrets he's doing. Okay, anyway, so there were six things. So one of the things was this mice. So, Mishit Mili Ate Rabbi Akiva. First of all, Minkaba Savua. That's the first thing. He was very rich, one of the richest people in the world at the time. as we call about Kalba Savua. Another story was that he got rich from a famous Maisa of an Isla de Sfinata, which was one of those decorative prows of a boat. So called Sfinata, Abdina Minaina. They used to make like a type of sheep or goat as on the prow. A ram's head. It's a bit ina ana, it's flocks. So Zimna Chada, and they would fill this up with gold. It was supposed to be a segula that the boat would be able to fly through the water. It's a magical thing.
Is this the same boat he put the sukkah on?
No, he didn't. It wasn't the boat. It was the prow. So Zimna Chada, they would take when they came into they came in to do business, they would take everything off from the boat so that it wouldn't be robbed. And anyway, from Rob, I mean, this story is filled in by the Shita and by other Purusha. So they had created a fair, a commercial fair. So the boat had been filled with people who were on commerce, and they had hid this thing. And it was like after this entire period where they were buying and selling, there was a tremendous amount of business going on, they repacked and they forgot it. And they left it behind. So he found it. So Zimna Choda and Shiyah Kef Yama, Otahu Ashker. He found it. Lamaisa, the story goes again in these other sources that he gave him, but he contacted them. And he told them that he found the thing. And they said, you know what, anybody who's that honest deserves to keep it. And so he ended up keeping the other Maisa was Mingavza. There was this treasure chest that Zimna Choda Yod Arba Zuzi was Funoi. When he didn't have any money, he gave $4 to a guy that was going overseas. So just buy me something. And, we'll do business with it. You're going to China, bring me back something, make a little money. Okay, so they found, all that they found was, actually, me down. They ended up not being able to find anything for $4. It's already inflation.
Even
in China. So what they found was, they found this box. This old box on the seashore. Atiole, they said, look, you want something from overseas, take this meanwhile. And Amrle, Avid Marana, Rebbe, stick with this and one day we'll find you something better, See, Shtakach, anyway, he opens it up and tries to clean it off, but so he finds that it's Molay Dimre. So he became rich from that. And the Maisa was the Zimnachot Atavasvinat. Once there had been a ship that went down, and this essentially was the safe of the ship, because the Kule Iska Havimochi Pahugavza, everybody had put their investment money into that safe. And Ishtakech Bahuzim. So then it ended up basically that he had all of that money. Now there was also another Maisa that made him rich. And it turned out that all of this was, by the way, Domina Sarita. All of this was from non-Jews. The sale to Yishmaelim, the Targum of the Yishmaelim, is Sarukita. So he had gotten, he didn't feel that he had to chase after everybody. In return, there wasn't any Jew on board, and so on, so okay, so he kept it. Then there was another Maisa. Yeah, the owners drowned, but he could have gone around trying to, locate the heirs and give back the money and so on, but he felt they were Yishmaelim. He said, well, even Ashravas Avein is not supposed to be a bishop. Then there was another Maisa. The other Maisa was Min Matronita. The Matronita, the story of the matron, was that he needed a massive loan for the yeshiva. 24,000 Talmidim, a few million dollars. Anyway, so he goes to this woman. And he had asked her for a loan. So she says, I need a guarantor. I'm going to make a loan to some rabbi. That'll be the end of it. So he says, okay, who do you want as a guarantor? So she wants God. I want God and I want the ocean. He says, okay, fine. I give you God and the ocean. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva got sick at the time he was supposed to return the money, so he didn't come. She goes out to the seashore, where she lived near the sea, and she says, look here, God, this was the deal. You are the guarantor, and this ocean was the guarantor, and I expect to see some action. So Lamaisa, at that moment, the Caesar's daughter who was we saw the story elsewhere in the Gemara, other Meisim, Caesar's daughter, but she suffered from depression. She was manic depressive. And she went, she had one of her attacks. She goes into the treasury house, and in a fit of anger, she takes this enormous chest of diamonds, she goes, and throws the whole thing into the Yam. And naturally, where does it go? It ends up, of course, in the hands of this Matronisa, and is way more than the loan was worth. So Rabbi Akiva, a week later, he comes showing up with the money because he apologized. I'm really sorry, I was sick. So she says, don't worry, I already got everything paid back. As a matter of fact, I got paid back more than I lent her. The rest of it goes to you. So she gave him a few million dollars change. So that was another Maisa that made Rabbi Akiva rich. The other story was Ishtosha Tornistrophus. So it was Tornistrophus HaRasha. They used to have these public debates all the time. And Rabbi Akiva used to make him look like a total idiot, that it was in front of Caesar. And Tornistrophus was the general, with a pretty rotten reputation. Anyway, so he used to come back home being absolutely miserable, having been torn to pieces by this rabbi. So his wife was this gorgeous, basically Roman whore, high society, So she says, look, if you really don't like this guy, I can always go and seduce him. And you know that the Jews, when they get seduced, they really get into big trouble. God doesn't like that. So he says, okay, go seduce him. So she goes, Rabbi Akiva sees her. And so as soon as he sees her, that's Freudian slip here. As soon as he sees her, so he cries, he spits, he cries, and he laughs. Okay, so she says, this is slightly different than the story in the Gemara, it's another matter, but he met her publicly. But anyway, so she says, what kind of weird reaction is that? So he says, I can only tell you two out of the three, but I'll tell you two out of the three. So I spit because you're so gorgeous, but you just come from a piece of sperm like everybody else. So you're nothing. Then I cried. I cried because such beauty should never die. The third thing I'm not going to tell you, which was why he laughed. He laughed because he knew he was going to marry her one day. So she asks him, so that really, it really touched her, that he sees her beauty, that he bemoans the loss of her beauty. I shifted, wasn't going to offer. And at the same time, he's, completely untouched by her. So she asks him, is it possible to do teshuva? She realizes her life has been disgusting. He says, yeah. He tells her how to do teshuva. She becomes, ultimately, she becomes a giyoret. And she marries him. And she brings along a very large marriage settlement. So he got rich from her, too. That was one of the other things. And the other maisa was Ketir Bar Shalom. And Ketir Bar Shalom, that was the maisa where it was one of the Romans that supported the Jews in a debate in the Senate, and he made Caesar look stupid by telling him there was no way to get rid of the Jews. He darshens the Pasuk, and he tells him, think what it's going to do. It's the way people look at Rome. Historically, you're going to murder all the Jews. They're going to call you the old Nazis. So in the end, Caesar, okay, you're right, but the problem is that anybody, of course, who makes Caesar look stupid has to die. So the story was that he was being taken away. And there was another one of these matronises. The Jews were very popular in Rome at the time. Or Judaism was, anyway. So she says, what a shame for a boat to be coming in without having paid taxes. So they're just going to impound everything when you get into shore, meaning that he had never become Jewish. And he had, he wants to do tshuva, but how's he going to come to the Shamayim? So he basically tears off his orla as he's being killed. And he says that, okay, I paid my taxes, now I should be able to come in. So he was misguided on the spot. So as he was being killed, he said, I'm giving my property away to Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. So Rabbi Akiva darshan the Pasuk. He says, L'aron u'levonov. We darshan bech to l'aron, bech to l'levonov. So I get half, and I share the rest with everybody else. You each get 1/24,000 piece, and I get the rest. That was great. Okay, so anyway, these six Meisim made Rabbi Akiva awfully rich. Rav Gamda, tried this little game also. It worked with Rabbi Akiva. So he also gave $4 this Vunai, and they asked him to buy something for him overseas. So they couldn't find anything to buy. So they ended up buying a pet monkey. They bring him a pet monkey. Crazy story. They bring him a pet monkey, and the monkey escapes. So they feel terrible. They go chase the monkey. So Ishtamit, all the charta. So he goes into this hole and hides out in there. So they decide, but they're not letting him get away with this, so they dig in to grab him.
The
guys who had bought the monkey dig in to grab the monkey to bring him back. They're not going to waste their money, and this is a $4 monkey. So anyway, it's a chafrubatri, they dig. Ishkachu, the Raviyam Ravilaita. They find him sitting there on a hidden treasure of pearls. So they felt, well, it obviously was all done for Rav Gamda. So Aitina Lekula, they brought the whole thing to him, even though obviously they didn't have to, but they felt morally responsible. So Rav Gamda ended up getting rich from that. Anyway, once Bat Kesa, speaking about that woman, so once she says to Rav Yeshua ben Hanani, you know, you're such an ugly guy. I mean, Torah mefoara b'kli mechuar, you're such an ugly body and such a beautiful mind. How does a beautiful mind have such an ugly body? So he says to her, well, Limdimi Beit Avuch, let me ask you something. Go take a look at your father's home. What do they store wine? Well, maybe the Chinyai. Amalei, the Bachra. Use earthenware. It's earthenware. The Pli means use earthenware. Kuli Alma the Bachra. I told him, Amalei, the Bachra? What a terribly embarrassing thing. Wine in such terrible containers, beautiful wine in ugly containers. So after she goes home, and Achita b'mani nekasva b'hava, she goes and she puts now azav v'ramet karamani nekasva b'hava. You should put it into gold and silver. And she goes and puts it in gold and silver. Obviously, all the wine turned rotten. Sorry. Yeah, there again, the Gemara goes out. Her father asked her, "Don't you do that?" Okay, here it's just b'kitzur the story. So Amarlai tells her, look, Torah is the same way. You put something into the type of containers that may look good, but there's good-looking containers that destroy what's in them. So if I would be looking good, I would be so stuck up. I would never really, my beautiful mind, you wouldn't have noticed. So she says, but Aika Shafirin Vigamirin, there's beautiful guys out there that know a lot of Torah. He says, yeah, but if they would have been ugly, they would have known a lot more. If they would have been ugly, they would have done better.
She says, Kuliyama Vipakra.
No, he says to her, the whole world does the problem. No, you're going to do the whole thing.
But isn't it besides the, it's the wine. The wine is the Dabar Chashuv.
That's what she's saying. The Torah is the Dabar Chashuv. Why is it an ugly thing? So he's saying, okay. Wine is a dover chasher, put it into something beautiful.
So what he says here, kuliyama b'pachra, v'asim b'mani b'pachra, Caesar's house is...
It deserves better?
Caesar's
they can't afford it?
It's a different thing than the wine, though.
Right, that's true.
It's
he's saying that's because they can't afford it, undoubtedly, but you have the abilities, okay. You should actually do it. Okay. Anyway, there's a woman who comes to Din by Rabbi Yehuda Minarda, and he's Machayev, she loses her case. So she says, oh, you're just like your rabbi. Shmuel Rabcha Achidana. That's what he does. He always does everything wrong. Omar lo yadatle. You know Shmuel? Oh, no, sure I know Shmuel, that short, fat guy. Guts of Arabic crazy, that short, fat guy. Uchis for Abashin, always got the buck teeth, that's all black. Oh, my lot. Well, you came here to Vizuya Katita? You came here to be Mavaza Shmuel? Tahave Ayit Tabishamta. Puck up a meta. So we put her at the Kherim and she exploded. That was the end of that one. Anyway, getting back to the story of the Mishnah that defines what type of foods are included in Tafshil and so on. So he said something that you eat together with bread is called Tafshil. But he's allowed to eat a beitza de tamuta. He says, well, what is that? What's a beitza de tamuta? Omar Shmuel, I'll tell you one thing. If you can find somebody who knows how to make it, and after the Eved, I'll pay $1,000 for an Eved that knows how to make one of those things, because we'll see why it was so important for him. What you do is, I'm generally speaking, but you have to be very sensitive to exactly how to do this, temperature of the water and so on. You actually heat the egg 1,000 times in boiling water. And alpha zimni b'maya kariri. And you put it in afterwards, but it's got to be exactly the right temperature to get the egg to be sufficiently plastic that then it freezes up. Now afterwards, it constricts even more. Each time, it constricts a little bit more. So that finally, it contracts a little bit more, then finally, adam min zutra, ke'echad bala'ita. It becomes so small that it's swallowed whole. Now remember that Shmuel was a very famous doctor. There were no CAT scans that were available. And there was no way to stick a little camera in somebody's insides like they do today and see what's going on. They used to use the base of the tornita. So basically, the thing was large enough to fit through the intestines whole. And if there were any tumors or there was any type of problem in the digestive system, it would attach itself with either, you know, with various colors of mucus and so on. And when it came out, the doctor would know what was wrong and was able to decide what to do about it. So this was the only way that they had of really having, non-invasive in that sense, but non-invasive, real vision of the entire digestive system. So what they would do is, in ita kiva, if there was any kind of tumor, there was any kind of ulcer, so sorech ala, so whatever it was exuding would get stuck on the edges of this thing. The kadnafka, when it was excreted, va'atya yada asya ma'isam mitboele, a doctor would be able to analyze what was needed over my mitzvah. And how it was, you had to go about curing, whether it was through medication, radiation, whatever you would use. Shmuel, who was a brilliant doctor, had the additional advantage of being able to not only look at what was excreted on the egg, but also he would feel the egg going through his system. In other words, if there was any problem in the intestines, he would actually be able to sense what was there, not directly, instead of needing to look at the... except it was horribly painful. You know, just like today, they put you out really for those colon tests and so on. Or semi-put you out. This is very painful, passing something like that. But Shmuel would force himself to take this thing. It's very interesting that they held that you needed to be checked. And there's nothing wrong with it. You know, like they do for every 5 years to do a colonoscope or something like that. And so you would do this. It was horribly painful. So he was badik nafsha the kucha. The kucha, Tosfos learns that the kucha is this, the Beit HaTamid Torah. The Ron says, I don't know what a kucha is, or whatever it is, but Tosfos says it is this, but the truth is that a kucha, the pasha, the word kucha, is a kelat, is kruv. It's a small, like a...
Stock.
Yeah, like a cabbage. You know, what do you call this? Like a Brussels sprout? It's unlikely. And the Tosfos is proud. It's like, you know.
Same size as that.
But anyway, he would go through hell. And this thing passed through his system. He was screaming. He was yelling. He would faint. He would, and so on. That would scare the family to the point where they thought he was going to die. Ad misatrin in shibete ale sarem. They would tear their hair out over him. It was so awful. But this is what he used for diagnostics.
So the question is whether...
A neder is not chal, and this is not chal with lechem. It's meant to be swallowed whole, so it's not called tafsh.
And for medicinal purposes, there's no...
That's also true, but I mean, yeah.
It's not like served it as an appetizer.
Not exactly, no. Not you're going to swallow it whole anymore.
And it doesn't get digested. It stays intact.
No, it doesn't. Not fast enough, anyway. Fast through the system and digest it. Tanahat. Now, the Mishnah says, I find it tremendously exciting Gemara to think that they, first of all, the bekiyas that's necessary to be able to figure out like different things that might be exuded by various tumors or ulcers, and to be able to figure out what they're going to be remarkable. But. Okay. Anyway, the Mishnah says in Maisus Lekape, the halacha of a poel is allowed to eat from the things that he's working on. Right. So you would think that if you're being oseh bekalufsin, which is a type of fig. So you would be allowed to eat benot sheva, which is another type of fig. But the truth is that every species is considered to be a different thing completely, even though it's a subspecies of fig. And if the field that you're working on is growing different varieties of figs, you can't eat a variety that you're not working in. So lo yachal, then the other way around too. If benot sheva, even though they're more choshev, it was the most choshev figs, lo yachal bekiluv sin. My kiluv sin, mina de te'eni davide min hon lapidi. What are kiluv sin? They're a type of te'ena which you make out of them various dishes that are mixed with other things. That's what the kind of batafshio. So you use these figs and you make all types of exotic dishes. I've only had one. Very interesting, which was in did you ever have the figs in Taverna?
No,
they make this incredible, incredible dish with figs. Amazing. Like, you wouldn't think it's possible. Okay, so anyway, you make these lapdi. Now, who gavra, the Yoiv Avda l'chavre, there was a guy who owned an eved as a chef. And he sent him to chef school. One of the commitments of the school was that they teach 1,000 varieties of lapdi. This lapdi, which is used the te'ena, for they had 1,000 different dishes. So the agreement was, when you signed up to the school, you got to learn 1,000 different things. Now what happened was, is that they didn't perform. They only taught him 800 different lapdi. So the guy who owned the Evet sued the school. That's a great story. Okay. So, Lagre Alpha Minyalapte, and Agri Tmani Meya, so he only taught him 800. Okay? So he sues him by Rebbe's wisdom. So, Asmene Ladina Lakami the Rebbe. Tells the story to Rebbe. Rebbe just absolutely goes bananas. You mean it's possible to have 1,000 different types of lapte? That's crazy. So he says, you know, it says in Koheles, in Eicha, Nishenu Tova, right? So that's part of that. We forgot the wonderful things we used to have. So they forgot. We never even heard of it. I mean, we didn't even remember that it's possible to have that type of connoisseurship when it comes to food. That Atkin and Kaki have 1,000 different ways of cooking a fig, but it's absolutely mind-boggling. And it doesn't say what happened in the case, but it's. He was so despoiled about the figs, never got to deal with it.
It's just interesting that Rebbe's this relationship of 800 to 1,000 is similar to that with the metal side.
Yeah, that, you'll notice throughout the daf, 1,000 is central again and again. You make the eggs 1,000 times, 1,000 times, the eved who does it is worth 1,000. There's something's going on with that formula. William Mitzdayer on that line. Rebbe, Abadai Yilul Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Now Rebbe was making this chasana for Reb Shimon. The correct girsa is not Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, but rather Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe for his son, Rebbe Shimon. And Lo Azmeh is also left out here. Lo Azmeh Le Bar Kapora. And he did not invite Bar Kapora to the wedding. The reason he didn't invite Bar Kapora to the wedding, we'll see later on, is because Bar Kapora used to drive him absolutely crazy. Because Rebbe, every time he left, the world would shake, because he thought he was Atlas. So if Atlas shrugged, that would be the end. And Bar Kapora was furious at Rebbe for taking himself so seriously. So he would constantly crack jokes and make him a sugar. And therefore, so Rebbe finally said, look, I'm not bringing him into the wedding. The Medrash expands on this story. It's an unbelievable story. But this is the beginning of the story. So he didn't invite Bar Kapora. So Kotav al Beit Ginana, Esrim Varba Alafim Ribuin Dindrin Nafka al Beit Ginana Din, Velo Azmeh le Bar Kapora. So Bar Kapora has this enormous sign painted on the Chasana Hall that you should know that 2.4 billion dinarim were invested in this wedding, but they couldn't invite Bar Kapora. I just want everybody to know. Okay. So Rebbe thought, all right. He invites Bar Kapora. So Azmeh le Bar Kapora. I'm sorry, I didn't finish. La Bar Kapora. So Amar Lahim La Ovre Ritzonokach. If someone that God, look at this, a person who isn't Mekayim Mitzvahs, doesn't invite Bar Kapora, and God is nonetheless so good to him,
Imagine people like me are Eisei Retzenei. Imagine how rich we're going to be. So, this is all on the sign. So he invites him, of course, Asmanet. So then he said, well, if La'osei Retzono Ba'olam Azekach, if somebody like Rebbe who does Hashem's Ratzon by inviting back a par gets $2.4 billion to waste on a wedding, so La'olam Ha'ba'al Achas Kamer V'Kamer. Yuma, the Mechayach by Rebbe, any time that Rebbe would smile or would laugh, Adya Puranut Eliyama, something terrible would happen in the world, because he was basically supporting the whole world with his tzars. If he isn't sensitive to the Churban HaMikdash, I mean, he's the one that represents Klal Yisrael's relationship to the Batzim that they're in. If he doesn't take it seriously, so then it creates tremendous dinim in the world. And Bar Kapora, again, here the Gemara doesn't expand upon it, but Bar Kapora used to make him laugh constantly until he was driven nuts. So he finally tells Bar Kapora, he says, look, if you'll stop the jokes, then I am going to give you our boy in Gerivechit. So lo tavdichan, don't make me laugh anymore, and I will give you 40 containerfuls, giant bushels of chitin. You're a poor guy. It's good for you. It's worth it. Amalei says, okay, it's a deal, but you got to agree to one thing. We're going to say, Mar, the kol giruya d'vayina shakilna, I'm allowed to collect it in any type of container that I want, right? Yeah, okay, why not? So what does he do? Shakal dikula rabba. He takes this enormous basket, which is used for collecting fish. Usually nobody puts chitim into it. It's got holes all through it anyway. He covers the holes with plastic, with kufra. He takes this enormous thing and he puts it over his head, backwards. So that's all that's left is this big, enormous basket with two little feet on the bottom. So in walks the basket in front of Rebbe, and he's got two little feet sticking out, and then he lifts up the basket. Surprise! Because Rebbe bursts out laughing. Okay. So, Kufra, V'yazo, V'yamalei, Lecha limar bar giribe chiti derashina. Where's my 40 containers of chitim that I lent you? Achach Rebbe slaps. I'm like, what's going on? I told you not to crack any jokes. I'm like, I'm not cracking any jokes. I came to collect my chitim. Chita derashina kanasim now. Why is that a joke? You said I could collect in any kind of container.
Irrepressible.
Irrepressible. Well, you got to hear tomorrow's Gemara. I mean, I think this is irrepressible. This guy was dangerous. Okay? I mean, if you want to, we can keep going. It's a very exciting Gemara.
But if it's.
Oh, we've been going for a long time.
It's not fair. Once you tell a person, you can't make people laugh, everything becomes a punchline.
You think so?
Yeah, I have personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Nobody tried.
Yeah. I actually do this with students. There are kids who like
to review. Rabbi Akiva is Kadishle Barte de Kalba Savua. Shoma Kalba Savua, Hadrana Amikom Nirse, Azla Venetiva de la Besitu, Avigano Betivna, the commandant like Tivna Mimazio. Omar Loya, Voila, Li Ramina, Yerushalayim de Dava. Ateleo, Idmila, Yanasha. Because Korea Abab, I'm like, oi, oi, have you reported a Tivna, please? You're allowed to did it, but let me meet him, Laguna. I'm like, Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to say, because he gave her a few Tivna, no, he'd like. I'm like, Zim, happy day, Rab, also touch it, Rashin, come in, Rabbi Yezim, Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah, touch it, it's him. Go out, elevate it, show me, I'm going to go to the Rosh, I'm going to meet you, Shabbat, Rabbi, like a book, Chodah, the Lord, I'm going to go, Shabbat, Chamalut, Chayot, Kulushnim, I'm like, Ah, it's sorry to be me. Lavi tatis rishnin akunaita. Omar holbe avitli rishuta, I have li achora. Hodar, ozal, and avitatis rishni akunaita. Ota beesrim arboin alfin zugita midi, not the kuliamli ape, gafi kabatu befik lape. Omale orishia, vaatla echa. Omale, nu, yudea tzadik nevish bento. Ota tis kozuile, kamatkam rabon, omalona nichulo, shabiva shalakam shalom. Shama kalba sabuata veichel al nidre vishtaye veishtere. In effect, mitshit miliyata Rabbi Akiva in kalba sabuah. Menelo desfinata the kosfinata avne mineena Zimna Choda and Shriyakif Yama, Ata, who of Ashkeche? Another Maisim in Gaza, the Zimna Choda Yoiv Arbaz, this was Fanoi. Omalo, Aitel, Imidam, Lashkala Gaza, Kif Yama, Kyoda, Amrle, look, Abin Morana, Ale, meanwhile, Ishtaka, Abimole, Dinri, the Zimna Choda Tabas, Vinata, Kuli Iska, Abimoki, Bahu Gaza, Ishtaka, Bahu Zimna, and it was all the Mindeskarita. Umin Matunita was another Maisa, Umin Ishtoshatan, the Stropas was another Maisa, Umin Kitiya Bar Shalom. Rav Gamda Yoy Barbaz is a Lisbonai, La Tirba and Mida, Lo Ashkel Atela Bon Kufa. Ishtamit Olacharta, Chofer Barte, Ashkechud, Aviva Omre Galaita. I didn't like Kula. Omre Le Bat Kesel Rav Yosher Ben Hanania. Taram Fuara, Bechli Mechoar. Omre Le, Nu, Lindini De Tavuch, Bemamani Chinyai, Omre Le, Bemani De Pachra. Omre Le, Kuli Yamba Bepachra, Tom Bemani Bepachra, Tom Achit Bemani De Kat Medahava. Ozlad Varamat Khamr Bamani the Kazar Abba, sorry. Omala nu afaraita ke. Omalai by Yika Shafir in the Gemirin. Omalai Abisano of the Gemirin Tve. Aidi had to come into the Vinam in Hardola Dina, the Trayavat Mindina. Omalai Shmur Abra Hidani. Omalai, that way. Omalai, good sir, Varaba Crazy, Ukas, Varaba Shine. Omalai, the Vazuya got it. Tari Itabashamta, Pokavamita. Umutar be betze tormita, my betze tormita on my shmuel avda, the avid lay. Shovi alpha dinre. Myla alpha zinne be maya chamimi, alpha zinne be maya kabiri. Ad de mitra zutra ki ech de valite. We need kiva sorechale, because nothing, we have to get asked your might summon midvoile, ube my matzi. Shmuel avu bodik napshi bekucha, ad de master ninish beite ales areum. Zan atama yosin be kalufsin, lo yochab ubnot sheva, ubnot sheva lo yochab be kalufsin. Michael of Sin, Mina detained at Avim non Lapte. Oh, Gavin, you have Afla Kavit at Muri Alpha Mina Lapte. I'm a Tumana Mea, as my little dinner, come at the Rebbe. Oh, my Rebbe Abotain, oh, I'm on the Shenu Tova. I know I feel by Nenu Lorain. Rebbe Abela Yulula Reb Shimmer Bray. Velo Asma El Bar Kapora. Kota Va Beit Ginana Esri Na Ba Alpha Rugun Dinri. Nafka Beit Ginana Dein. Velo Asma El Bar Kapora. In La Ovre Retzona Kach. La Ovre Retzona Hakas Kama Vekama. Hazmele, Yomar, ah, Osi Ritzona Bonas, Ekar, Lolom Abolach, Eskama Vekama. Yumad Bechayach Bei Rebbe, Akipur Nuta Liyama, Omele Lebar Kapora, Lo Tavtichon, Viyavina Lecha Arvoyen Giri Vechite. Omele, okay, Balik Seymar, the Kol Giruy Adbeina Shekilna, Shaka Dikula Rabba, Kafe Kufra Vesach Vehareshe, Viyosa. Omele, Lech Limar, Arvoyen Giri Vechite, Dereshina Bach, Ochuch Rebbe, I'm like, what is that? Ticha de lota vatchan. I'm like, hit it or shina kanasim.
Ready, there's my